Good morning. I'd very much like to introduce to you Marvin. I'm not quite sure how many of you have yet met Marvin, but Marvin joined the Alpha course here after the summer.
October.
And through that process has come to this place, and he wants to share a little bit about how he's come here. Let me just briefly say, for those who aren't familiar with what we do, is in baptism, it's a very simple symbol of being joined to Christ, of saying, Christ, I want to, in a sense, die with you and put off all that old self, and I want to rise with you to this new life of following you and living with you. And just in that symbol of washing, there's that determination of, here's my new way, and Jesus is my Lord. And this is what Marvin's going to go through in a few moments. So thank you, Marvin.
Thank you. I'd just like to start off by saying thank you to James and Chris and all the esteemed members of the HBC leadership team that welcomed me into this church and this congregation many times before. So I think that's important to start off with. I'm just going to give you a little insight into my journey to faith. It's a short snippet, if you like, of how I come here today on my journey from skepticism, if you like, to faith in Christ, really. So now, I grew up in a relatively non-religious home, culturally Christian, but not really that religious. Now, I did have some belief in God, but it was a vague belief, if you like. It was coupled with the fact that my knowledge was confined and limited in many senses of the faith, and confined to the realms of media, culture, and textbooks, and just studying the religion just to satisfy some specification at school. But I would go on to attend church sparsely throughout my childhood and the course of my formative years. My attitude, you could say, throughout my teenage life was almost atheistic. I felt no need to feign my religious devotion in any sense. But it wasn't until last year that I'd properly read some of the New Testament for myself through a New Testament Bible given to me by one of my colleagues at work. The Jesus and the faith and Jesus that I encountered was different from the misconception and almost ignorance I had of the faith in Jesus. I found it to be logical. I found it to be intellectual. I found it to be diverse. And the Jesus of history was real. He touched upon things close to my heart personally and interests, especially as I personally pondered the meaning of human existence and ethics of the Western world. And then I was also struck earlier by the church's early testimony to Jesus, and in Christ's death, God vanquished all evil and resurrection, and by his resurrection, he brought me to life, and he brought life and hope to all. And that's really what prompted me later to find the Alpha course here at HBC and explore more and educate myself in the faith. And upon reflection, what's important to note is that God chose to speak to me in the way that I needed personally, through the self-directed sort of reintroduction, re-education to Christ, if you like, that I hadn't found myself independently before. And I think that's important to note, because God may not always work to our conceived timetable, but I personally believe that his timing for me personally was perfect. And his promises do come true. And this is perfectly illustrated in Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 8, where one of these promises is that if you seek him, you will find him. And I believe I found him. Despite my lack of belief, I've learned that God has loved me through my times of weakness, failure, and doubts. And as I embark upon this journey, I think on my faith, I pray that Christ gives me the strength through my obedience and faith in him to live a good, dignified, humble Christian life. So thank you for listening.
Marvin, thank you very much. It was wonderful to hear your account of how you found your way to this place. And I want to ask you three questions before I invite you into the baptistry here. So the first one is, do you believe in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? And Marvin, do you confess your sins, renounce evil, and trust Jesus to be your Lord and Savior? And will you follow him wherever he may call you to go until your life end? Coming in to be baptized. Thank you. If you want to just face the front there, just a bit further forward. Can I give someone the microphone, please?
So, Marvin, we have some verses for you this morning from John chapter 8. To the Jews who believed in him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say we should be set free?" Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever. So if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." Amen.
Let's pray. Father God, thank you very much for this young man. Thank you, Lord, for the way that he's thought about those issues to do with following you seriously. He sought truth, and he sought meaning. And he's had that desire for that purpose in life. And Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would be for him just a significant presence through the days he has. I pray your truth would set him free and your Spirit would make that truth real in his heart and in his life. And I pray that he have your strength to follow you day by day and serve you wherever you call him to go with the gifts and the abilities he has. So in the name of Jesus, Father, I pray that you bless him in these moments. Amen. Amen. baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace.
Change.